So we've been working on s'mores ice cream, figuring out a way to get the smoky flavor into the ice cream base.
That's Chef Aaron Deal at the River and Rail Restaurant in Roanoke.
By actually burning wood chips and then steeping them in the base before we make the ice cream. So it has a campfire-like flavor to it.
Chef Deal is originally from Morganton, North Carolina. He went to cooking school in Charleston and has worked in the Boston area, Chicago, and beyond, but came back to Appalachia to run this place.
It's where I grew up eating and living, and I guess it took me a while to really build the appreciation for what it was and how much of an impact it had on my life. And so that's when I started thinking about what I like to cook and where I wanted to do it. And all that is, you know, a great justification on paper, right? But I think deep down there's something more about being, you know, in the mountains, in the environment, breathing the air.
As for the idea in this series on Appalachian cuisine, that the food he grew up with and the way he's cooking it now is about to emerge as the next undiscovered trend in American regional cooking.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm reinventing Appalachian cuisine. That's a load, I guess we could say. But am I applying the things that I grew up seeing, watching my grandmother put up green beans when she picked them and we cleaned them, you know, out of her garden? Same with corn. When it was there, we took advantage of it. And yeah, we would eat it when it was fresh, but we would definitely put it away in order to have it later on in the year.
And that's exactly what Deal does with the Appalachian staple known as the ramp, a garlicky wild onion that sprouts for a brief time in spring in the mountains and vanishes just as fast. A delicacy today, but there are stories from years ago of kids being sent home from school for having ramp breath. The vegetable seemed to symbolize cochina povera, the food of the poor.
You know, from my standpoint, obviously it's the flavor. You know, the ability not only to preserve it easily, but you can utilize the leaf as well as the bulb. And the flavor is distinct. You know, you're not going to find it in anything else. And I think that's really what sets it apart. There's nothing like it.
Deal uses these local ramps to make a Korean-style kimchi, a fermented food with that singly Appalachian ingredient. The skill set he developed over the last 15 years is being applied here, but he's also honoring the traditions of this area, using its products and applying its techniques.
There's a lot of thoughts that come to mind when I think about Appalachian cuisine, and it's a part of something larger, which is the Appalachian culture. And I just don't think about avant-garde cuisine being served to the 5% of the population who can afford it.
Deal says River and Rail does everything the right way, and that's the expensive way. From careful local sourcing, where small batches mean higher costs, to the time-consuming and careful process of curing meats and fermenting vegetables in a root cellar downstairs.
I think in a very romantic way, I feel like each plate that we put together and each ramp that we pickle and each batch of sauerkraut we produce is somehow not only preserving the heritage of what I grew up seeing and knowing, be it one guest at a time, that it's going to influence them in some way. So if they come here to the restaurant, whether they live here or whether they're passing through and they have, you know, our fermented ramp kimchi, that is exactly what Appalachian is to me.
Aaron Deal is chef and manager at the River and Rail Restaurant in Roanoke, Virginia. I'm Robbie Harris.